what you won't do.
Do for love.
Do for love.
You try everything.
You tried everything, but you don't give up. I mean, like, but you see this mutilation of the Naira thing, eh? You see this mutilation of the Naira thing. Just tell us you don't want us to have culture again. Because it is part of culture. Fresh out the gallery.
Let's go.
Can you handle me carefully?
I don't know the song, but I'm back.
I'll be your piece. Shake it, shake it.
I don't know
shake
about that.
Your A.
Oh, is that the song you're singing?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Wow. Oh, Tyler.
Study my face, frame, put me on
you know,
the wall.
I really haven't listened to that song outside of hearing it on TikTok.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. They never met a pretty girl from Joburg.
Is that a different song? Is that the same song?
It's a different song. I don't touch no wheel because I got a chauffeur. First class around the world. God. Just miss me with the drama. Unless you come in with the
comments. Do you like Tyler's album?
Yes, I like it. To be honest, yeah.
Tell me.
To be honest, it is a great body of work. Mm-hmm. Like a very solid body of work.
What would you rate it out of 10?
I'd give it, like, just taking it holistically mm-hmm. as, like, a piece of work, mm-hmm. I'd give it a solid 7.5 out of 10.
That's not bad.
But it's not for me. No, as in, I'm just, there's certain songs. I like ART. I like Jump. There's another one I like. I've forgotten the name.
Is that the face frame? Hang me on.
Study my face frame.
Okay. The song is called ART.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes. So, okay. But like, honestly,
I should probably listen to it.
Yeah, but I'm just not an R&B babe.
So that I can form an
opinion. Yeah.
Really?
Not really. Like old school R&B. Uh-uh. And then like,
why are you segregating?
Because I don't know.
R&B is R&B.
I don't think so. You know.
You know. Let me tell you something here. I'm an R&B girl.
Do you know the type of music I really like listening to when it comes to like slow and sensual music? Yeah.
Not the slow and sensual.
What you won't do. Do for love.
You try everything.
You tried everything, but you don't give up.
I feel like
the Bee Gees.
I hear you. But then there's also
that's what I listen to.
Ella May and Cleo Soul and Victoria Monet.
They're beautiful. And Victoria Monet, I do love a bit of
and
Victoria
And there's like there's Ari Lennox and there's just so many Kehlani. There's just so many like.
I agree, but do you know what my issue is with all of the people you mentioned? Mm-hmm. I can name one or two songs mm-hmm. that I enjoy. That if you say you have to listen to it from morning to night, I will listen to it, yeah. But for me to, like, sit down and then just immerse myself in an entire body of work.
All of them. Cleo Soul, especially Ella May mm. and Kehlani. Kehlani released one album during lockdown. Mm. And honestly, I feel like that album really changed my life.
Are you serious?
Like, I just, like, I know that album from start to finish, up until now. And we know what really made me like Kehlani even more was when the whole thing with Megan and Tory happened.
Fair.
There was a song on there that had Tory Lanez mm-hmm. on it. And, like, immediately happened.
She removed.
She, like... Instant.
That's a girl's girl.
Like she, like it wasn't even a case of like she was waiting for like any cause.
It was just like this is how
right
I feel about this situation.
From the moment it happened, she changed that verse, man. And I thought
that's really lovely.
I'm sure that probably means a lot to Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, 100%. Do you know what albums I can listen to front to back? There,
tell me. Also Justin Bieber. How could I have been talking about R&B and I didn't talk about Justin Bieber?
No, Justin Bieber. Again, one or two songs.
I'm sorry.
But do you know what? I can listen to rock albums. What?
You're so quirky.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, All American Rejects, Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco.
What's the name of the Gorillaz?
Gorillaz, Wavy, Linkin Park, Wavy, Linkin Park!
So interesting that I actually know all the...
All American
Rejects. Is your phone
everything? I don't know.
Put on silence now.
It's my phone, oh Jesus.
Shoo.
Sorry, I'm buying material. I'm in my Yoruba mommy bag.
Oh, shoo. I should be for your mommy's birthday.
I can't believe my mom's 70, you know. Big That's girl. And she's still dragging
Capri Sun. You can't spray your mommy on her bedroom.
We spray.
Why not, please, we here on the Local Relatable Podcast, we do not support the mutilation of the Naira.
We're jumping from topic to topic here. But you see this mutilation of the Naira thing, You see this mutilation of the Naira thing. Just tell us you don't want us to have culture again. Because it is part of culture.
I know, that's right.
So how can you delegalize...
Mutilation of the Naira is not part of culture.
Spraying is part of culture. But they have now said spraying is an arm of mutilation of the Naira.
So, you know, the thing is, I just find it so interesting that, like, I don't know, Sha. Do you know, as crazy as it sounds, I understand the concept of, like, just seeing money being spread on the floor and just thinking, like, this is so bizarre.
I get what you're saying,
We've all watched some videos and I was just like...
there's some people that overdo.
Rather much. But then, do we really want to talk about this? Because, like, I feel like what happened with Bobrisky is really sad.
I think sad, it's horrible. I think it's scapegoating.
Like, yeah, and then, no, even whatever it is, I just find it very interesting that there are people that are celebrating it, because if it be you, Nigeria is like Lotto.
Lotto has less option. Nigeria is turn by turn. Listen, it might not be your day today or tomorrow, next tomorrow.
That, like, people are like, I know that everybody has their reservations and their opinions about Bobrisky, but I feel like that is not what's in question, right? Mm-hmm. Or is that what's in question? Because, like,
I feel like some people just see that as the issue.
I think so, and I think that is what is unfortunate, because in reality. You have to understand that you don't have to be a certain kind of person for you to get justice. Like, everybody deserves justice.
Exactly. And
I just think that it's just unfair that people were making fun of Bobrisky on social media. So people were like, and, like, you know how, like, how the internet is, with people trying to, like, be the first to post them at courts, or, you know, like, okay, why did we get transcripts from the court saying that when the judge asked if they were a man or a woman, he said they were a man. Like, why? Like,
I feel like, do you know what? Yeah, there's a bigger human rights issue at play. And a lot of people do not realize that. Honestly. But because some people want to focus on the most myopic thing, they don't see how allowing this to run, the possible consequences and outcomes for the future.
I think we should all just think about future, Sha. That's what's one thing I'll definitely say. Like, I feel like we
should... Posterity is there. Nigeria is turn by turn.
Let's free this PR and on go back to talking about your mom's birthday.
Yes.
So, have you figured out your Asho?
That's where do you think my phone is doing? Ping, ping, ping.
So,
ping,
we need
ping.
To figure out Asho.
I want to report Mama Garbs to you people.
I need to show my fit.
That I want to report Mama Garbs.
Okay, this is officially the first reporting. If you don't know, if you know Tommy, if you have a conversation with Tommy for, I'll say, like, 2 minutes, she's going to say something about her mom's. That's how close they are. So this reporting that she's doing, that means you guys are finally in Tommy's inner sanctum. What do you think, no?
Fair.
I mean, if you're about to say, like, you want to talk about, like, report your mom.
Because I actually don't talk about my mom. I keep very...
You always talk about
it. I always talk about my mom. Anyway, that's my growl. Anyway, Sha, I want to report my mom, because my mommy is stressing me. And apart from stressing me, she's prematurely forcing me into my Yoruba woman bag, right?
Okay.
So, we have been trying to decide on material, since January.
Wasn't it on FaceTime you told me that you said you told her that one was ugly?
Yes. Yes, it was very ugly. So, Sha, that's how mom said, That's the only thing she's doing in this entire party. The party planning is me, my brother, my sister, Fair. The only thing that she has carried on her shoulder from January, yeah, is the this Asho. Fabric. Guess what? She went to go and buy Asho. She brought it home. And I saw, I said, ah, who's gonna wear that? Oh, she said, you're your sister. Oh, I said, gosh. No, now. She said, you know what? You know what? It's fine. Don't worry. All the guilt tripping. Shasha, she still returned it because it was not pretty.
So you really made her changes?
When I spoke to you and you said, no, that's not fair, I went back and mommy was like, look at it now. I said, mommy, mwah. I did not see it in the light before. As you put it in the light, on tono, it's giving Osha Propro.
There's something wrong with you.
And I was like, we'll wear it. By the time I said, I know the style I do with it, we're gonna, you know.
She didn't believe you.
She didn't believe me. She returned it, Sha. And now, guess whom? Whom's is sorting the fabric for all of us?
Who's that? You? Yours truly. I think so. I feel like since you complained and stuff, she wants to like just trust your judgment and
it's
let you
my
do
fault.
It.
I shouldn't have complained.
So are you choosing what she's wearing as well?
Yes.
I like that. That's cute. Have you figured out what she's wearing?
Yeah, I figured out her outfit. Changing. Bad bitch, she's changed it 3 times.
Okay. It's
3 times.
Big party. Yeah. Big party. Big 70. Yeah. I love that. So what are you? Are you changing?
I have to.
I like that.
I'm the assistant birthday girl.
You know, I love a good Owambe. Can we talk about Owambes for a second? Like, I just feel like, first of all, I've been talking about this since, and now I'm deep in my auntie bag. I remember when I was younger, I used to be so afraid of like getting old and being called an auntie and whatever. But listen, honey,
call me an auntie, please. Do you know one thing I always say?
Like, don't call me auntie if me and you are like 5, like 10. Like, I feel like what's the age range for you to be called auntie by someone? 15 years?
10 years.
15. 10 years.
10 years.
Do I want a 20-year-old, 21-year-old to call me Auntie Valerie? No. Hell the fuck no. I'd want a 15-year-old to call me Auntie Valerie.
Fair. Okay,
I
15.
Want, but...
But they you can't come and say, hey, Valerie, Valo,
big like, Val. Okay, don't call me anything.
So what like, do you don't call you? Call me Excuse
Auntie.
Me.
Auntie Valerie. Auntie Valerie. No, like, okay, you know what? Actually, a 15-year-old should call me Auntie Valerie.
Yes, sir.
But a 21-year-old, I don't think so.
Yeah, 21-year-olds that are trying to press our bum-bum, so I don't... That lack of respect.
It's a 20-year-old boy has hit on you.
20-year-olds have hit on me, sir. And the last 20-year-old that hit on me, I had to look at him and say, come like this.
He's 20?
He's 20.
As in 20.
20. I said, come like this. I said, listen, how old do you think I am? He was like, oh, 24,
I feel like
25.
This people
I said,
generally,
no,
people generally
you don't
know.
Think I look 24 or 25. Relax, chill.
I'm
doing rest.
This is a relaxed chill.
And I was just like, please, like, don't try that again. Don't try that again. Don't try. Then I said, but I can take care of you. I said, I look wretched before.
You know, I already said I didn't want to talk about them. So let's just go back to what we're talking about. Let's get that
a good Owambe.
Yes. I love me a good Owambe. I love dressing up. I love my Ashwabi to be like Ashwabi. On point, decent. I don't want to get any nasty Ashwabi aunties. I'm going to show that body though, but
yeah.
I wouldn't like show any like... You need to go closer to your mouth.
You don't want to do slit up to your hip, no?
No. I never do a front slit when I'm showing.
I think front slits for thick babes are very dangerous. They're quite risky.
I would never do a front slit. I always do a straight style with a slit in the back.
That is your bag, though.
And then, yeah, because, like, you know, and I be eating gobble.
My own is mermaid with a train.
Honestly, I don't know why. I just... You know, I'm a simple gyalis. Mm. If you're going to compare you and our styles, you and I, I'm definitely a lot more laid back. So I like that clean. I like the turban look as well. Because I feel like when I tie the regular full ghillie with the hoopie, it kind of swallows my head because I don't have hair.
Fair.
I think the turban look gives me like a more... Like a serious, it's giving rich auntie. Like, it's giving like this auntie that's going to come and spare you some mint. Oh, respectfully, though.
a fool.
Please, I beg.
Yeah,
I don't. I don't think God pursue you.
Listen, no. All I can say is this praying thing has been on my mind, Drew, because I got spray my mama. Ah, mommy. But this is the thing. I feel like you have to do it in a respectful way.
Like I said.
Like to tell mommy, open your hand, open your bag, you open your bag, chuck out for
the
bag.
The only thing that we will solve all this problem is like, but like if you send the person the money in their account, it's not as sweet.
No, girl, come on.
So, okay, what else do you, what do you think about Owambe? What else do you think about? I think about Amala.
Amala.
I love that we said Amala the same phrase.
I don't know. I think maybe it's the atmosphere you're eating it in. But the atmosphere, the Amala is somehow sweeter.
Something about it.
The Amala is somehow sweeter in an Owambe.
You know what? The things to eat at Owambe include small chops. Obviously.
Small chops, yes. Amala grills.
I don't like girls, I like girls' food, but I would definitely eat the yam chips, you know, with pepper stew.
Yeah.
What else I say is the things it's Asaro at OMB is always
a father.
Gasp. You know, I feel like if you go to an OMB and you order from the continental menu,
you don't know what an OMB is. Are you meant to be there? Are you experienced?
As in,
do you know what you came here for?
Did you miss road?
Are you a serious person? Because why the hell will you be ordering continental Chinese rice in the middle of an Owambe?
But then you must always have dessert too at all.
Period.
You know, these days, some places who have like the ice cream carts just there on deck.
Oh, yeah. Our desserts are cute though.
Even better. What are your desserts? Oh my god, don't even let me start. Don't let my mouth start watering about for a party that, like, let me. Can you imagine? I was actually about to ask you, like, what desserts did you,
but I know I can't tell you,
Valerie. You like food,
no, but it's not a crime.
It's not a crime. Last
scrum diddly yum yum purr purr
purr purr. You know, I was saying recently that I feel like I kind of have a TikTok brain.
You do. Valerie, she will come and just make a reference to a TikTok in the middle of a conversation. She either just does a one-liner or she starts acting it out. And sometimes it's very scary. It's actually very scary because it's like, seizure? No. Okay, TikTok. Right, got it.
Seizure.
Sometimes, wait, listen, you know that if I had known you, I'm so happy that TikTok.
They give me gap.
So happy that no, TikTok no, no, has no, quieted no. that down.
I like TikTok. I think TikTok is really interesting. You know, my truth is that I always say that it's like I cannot be an influencer because like I just don't like the idea of. I like watching people's lives, but I hate the thought of my own life being
out there.
Display like that. People question. Always say like you can curate the kind of content you want to
you can though.
I agree, but then I feel like was like at the end of the day, if I'm putting out a podcast where I literally say my thoughts, where sometimes when I'm even listening back, you know, something I always do is I always listen to the podcast on the day that it drops.
Mm-hmm.
Because I be forgetting the shit that I be saying.
100%.
And sometimes I be listening to it and I like, well, as I'm listening to it, I now start remembering. Isn't that weird? That as I'm listening to the podcast, I start remembering us filming it. And then I now...
No, because that happens to me. Do you know when I started watching the podcast back?
Why? Don't fucking kill me. So you didn't watch it before?
No. I'm the type of person, like, I believe just like put into the atmosphere and let it marinate there. Do you get? The day I started watching the podcast back was, you know, the episode with Debbie.
Funny enough, that is one episode I didn't watch. I listened.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Because the clip was insane. And I said to myself,
I didn't watch that one. I listened to that one.
When I saw the clip, I said, no, you're not a mad person like this. You are saying in Jesus' name.
Because I was on TV, but initially... When I started working on TV, I didn't like watching myself back.
Oh, really?
No. I hated it. But then
I think that's the only narcissistic trait I have.
My boss asked me if I watched myself and I said no, and he was like, yeah, how will you get better if you don't watch yourself? So that's why I'm very open to like listening and like watching and just gauging myself to see like what can be done better or differently.
That's how
you even interact with the person that you're having conversations with. Like, do you stop enough stuff like to listen and like respond? And then do you actually respond? And you know, the thing about another thing is, okay, the thing about this is my mind trails off a lot. Like, I conjoin different points. Like, I think of one thing. I won't say I have ADHD. I'm not one of those people that will self-diagnose myself.
I appreciate you.
I think multiple things at the same time. So, like, I have one train of thoughts and then I'll just divert to another train of thoughts. And, like, so
but that I feel sounds like ADHD.
Sometimes... Are you a doctor?
But I haven't.
Whatever. I feel like sometimes...
A little bit of sprinkle.
I feel like... Don't kill me. I feel like sometimes it's like important to just watch it so that... Sometimes I'll see that I was talking about something
and then it just goes somewhere else.
Like, and I never completed that thought.
Fair.
So I'm just like, what?
What? Yeah. But do you know what I also discovered by watching it? We're funny.
Honestly.
We're funny.
I've always known that we're funny.
We're a barrel of laughs.
Not the barrel. I agree. I do agree that we are funny. But then I just feel like sometimes the response is... to the podcast that can be very interesting.
No, I did figured it out.
What?
I figured it out.
Did you figure out?
Let me tell you something, yeah. This is like the third or fourth time I'm mentioning it. There's one stupid banger boy on Twitter.
I don't always see those things.
Are you serious?
Never.
And what he does, yeah, is he will put just a very salacious headline. Like, he'll write it. I've realized people don't watch the video. People don't watch the video. They just take that sentence. They literally take it as this is what they've said verbatim.
Yep.
And they just started, they just run with that. And it's ridiculous. Oh, we need to redo the intro because we actually have a new name.
We need to redo the intro?
Yeah.
Of what?
Of this, because we have a new name.
I'm like, I don't know. You know we didn't even do an intro? We just started talking.
Fantastic. What's good, guys? Welcome to the podcast. I go by the name T Garbs. This is Valerie. And together, hold my hand.
I would never hold your hand because I don't know what you're about to say.
Hold my hand now.
No.
Hold my hand.
No.
Please.
No. Tell me what you
together,
want to say.
Together, we're the Gorimakwa girls. Love it so much.
Honestly, yeah, big
food. I love it.
Grandpa Girls has a ring to it though.
It's nice.
It sounds like a girl band.
I swear. We find one more member that can rap.
I like the sound of Grandpa Girls.
I like it.
I actually like the sound of that. Honestly, when I saw that blog post.
Wait, which blog post?
It not sees.
No?
Yeah?
What did I miss?
Whoa, girl. Let me show you. I'm going to show you. It's funny enough. I'm going to show you while we're filming so that will make it extra funny, wouldn't it? But then when I saw it, I don't know why I was so unfazed because I just already knew that. Because I sort of expected it. So where did you see the Gorimakwa girls? Was it on Twitter you saw the Gorimakwa
yes,
girls?
Yes, now. Norma.
Dead.
Damn. Do you know what I hate? These people should be tagging us now. Help us.
They tagged Loki a little bit.
Okay, fair. Lovely.
You say you people should be tagging us. Help us. I'm dead.
Do you know it? Yeah.
I was very, very... I was like...
I don't... Honestly.
Once I read the comments, I was just like, these people just want to hear.
I swear.
Like, that was just my conclusion. And I just left it. And that was that about that for me. So I don't think I was really bothered by it. Because I don't think I'm saying anything stupid. I feel like if you actually listen to the podcast,
it makes so much sense.
The whole thing makes sense. I can say that for myself.
Do you know what I like? I love the people that are brave enough, to come out and actually say, like, it's comprehension taught in Nigerian schools.
Let's actually talk about the positive reviews I got about that podcast.
Okay, I got a lot of positive reviews.
I got
and it was
an
so
amazing
nice.
Voice note from somebody.
Mm.
She didn't have to send me that voice note. She sent me, like, a 2-minute long voice note.
And
she talked about how the podcast with Temisan, episode with Temisan, like... Are you reading comments?
Yeah, no.
Please, let's focus on the episode. Talk about
so crazy.
focus on talk about how the like what should we call it? The episode with Temisan really is low key relatable to her. How she is trying to choose God for herself and figuring life out. Somebody else messaged me. Someone I went to uni with as well messaged me, made a joke about how like I triggered her when I was talking about how often we used to go to church. Oh. But like we had such like a long and meaningful conversation, and like it really sort of makes the podcast worth it for me. Like I for like the 7 years I was on TV, I never said my mind on TV. I was always doing something that was scripted or in my mind scripted by, even if it was scripted by me, it was scripted with very strict guidelines because first of all, I worked for a certain channel that had a certain reputation. And then I also, there's also like the NBC thing and everything. So it's sort of like, everything you do is sort of like filtered. And you don't necessarily have a personality. And like doing this podcast was like a giant step away from that because it was something I had done for 7 years and then I'm now doing something different. And I just wonder that if people think that I'm doing something like this, like, do they think that I'm just coming here to say rubbish?
Just how I'm saying. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Especially with how I'm not very open on social media. Like, I'm not very like, oh, this is rah, 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 what's going on in my life. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like with both of us, this, unless you know us personally, this platform is the only place you can actually see our personalities.
I think so. Oh my God. Somebody recognized me in the bank. He looked at me and he was like, you're the one from the podcast. And I was like,
not you're the one from the podcast.
I was like, I literally went, yes. Yeah. It's me now. Why am I going to die? I can't die myself. And like, I just feel like a lot of people, like, I get a lot of, oh, you're Valerie from Look Elizabeth in the bathrooms when I go out. Like, I get like, and that is what matters for me. Like, the drunk conversations I have with somebody in the toilet because she listens to an episode of the podcast and it made her laugh and made her feel like she was not alone. That's all I really care about with this podcast.
Yeah, I feel like the naysay, the negative reviews will always
they'll always be there.
But one thing I know is the people that listen to us and they come back and give us like constructive, not just positive, but constructive feedback. They are our tribe, essentially. And those are the people we're trying to reach. All of these people on Twitter and Instagram, you just have too much time on your hands and you're not, like you're listening to really a 10 second clip. Don't matter.
At the end of the day,
no offense.
At the end, I feel like, to be honest, I think that they do. I feel like in every ecosystem, there is like the lovers, the haters, the, you know, the Twitter deleters, the non-achievers.
Oh yeah. I know it. You're ridiculous, you know me.
So like, I feel like that is just part. It just comes with the territory. But I just really try not to focus on this because I can't lie. At the beginning, when I first started reading comments, I was just like, and then after a while, I was just like, you know what? Like, it's fair. Like, sometimes when I say some things online, I say crazy shit too in the comments. So like, okay, it's okay. Sometimes I do be commenting crazy. I do be commenting crazy. That UK Thanos babe. You know,
she's insane and I love her.
I do love her. Did she you, is did you insane. Talk about her on the podcast?
No.
Wow.
She is insane. I absolutely love and her. I love her.
When I watched that clip, and you know that clip hit TikTok first. I saw it on TikTok early. When I saw it, I was like,
you haven't seen her update.
That baby is now she's a troll. She's always been a troll, but now she's doing too much. So I was watching this this babe's interview with this girl. And I was commenting on that on the Shade Bureau. That's the blog I follow. Shade Room, Shade Bureau.
Okay.
I was commenting on how...
With your actual profile?
Girl, yes. Oh, so the other, the Nigerian blogs, I use if my Finsta.
Okay. Okay.
But I comment on Nigerian blogs with my Finsta.
Okay.
That is one secret I thought I would never tell, but it's out there. I do be commenting on Nigerian blogs. Well, I be fighting, racking with my Finsta. But with my main account, never ever. I mean, not.
What is your Finsta? Like, no, not your handle. Like, what is it?
Like,
so I have a Finsta. I have
two Finstas.
I have none.
So like, I have three Instagram accounts. I have my Instagram
your
account.
Public one, a private one for private, friends and family, yes. And like a nameless, shameless one. But your name, I'm talking about your nameless, shameless one. Is it just like zero followers? Zero account.
No, like,
or have you invested into building that?
is an account? Instagram account.
My own. I will say my own Finsta. My Finsta.
What was your Finsta?
My Finsta is a hair page.
You've told me this before.
Yeah. And I've curated it so well.
You've told me this before.
That people try and book me for hair.
You've told me before. You're a big fool. You've actually told me this before. That
yeah. And it's so interesting. But this is the thing. Like, whether na Finsta, whether na Rulaka, I can't bring myself to start commenting and tracking with people. No.
I don't do it all the time.
No, I'm not saying you're one of those depraved people that is just.
But sometimes I just want to go and throw Nigerians, man. I just want to go and say some crazy shit
that's just gonna round them up.
You get me? I love it. It gets people provocative.
It gets people going.
I absolutely love it. So what were we talking about now before we just deviated now to talking about Finsters?
Oambe.
You see us? Stop it. We've moved on from Oambe. Should we do one IATA on this episode? Because like,
yes,
we can do that to wrap up the episode.
Oh yeah. So guys, yeah, about me, I am obsessed with Reddit. I am a Reddit babe. Yeah.
You know when I was searching them, sorry, because when I was searching them, I downloaded the app. And now I've become one. Kind of like.
Reddit, yeah. So Reddit is like a forum, and then they have different threads for like anything different anything you can imagine. They have a thread for it, right? Yeah. But why I like it is Nigerians haven't really discovered Reddit like that yet, they haven't turned it into like a lipstick alley.
Lipstick alley is chaotic. What?
It is well. We're not even going to open that can of worms. But Reddit. Mwah, chef's kiss. My favorite thread on there is something called Am I the Asshole? Right? Mm-hmm. And have you found have you found the step up from Am I the Asshole?
No, what's
the step up? So the step up from Am I the Asshole, basically Am I the Asshole is people will come and describe a scenario or situation they're in, and people will tell them if they're in the wrong if they're not in the wrong. Mm-hmm. Now, some people's situations are so bad that they remove it from Am I the Asshole and they put it in a Reddit thread called Am I the Devil? So once you finish looking at all the Am I the Asshole threads, you just find yourself in Am I the Devil.
Am I the Devil is crazy.
Okay. I have one that's kind of interesting.
Sure.
Okay. Am I the asshole for telling my boyfriend's friends that I make twice what he does when they called me a gold digger and he didn't defend me? I said, girl, okay. I'm in a relationship with a guy who works in tech. He makes $68,000 and I make $130,000. I'm a mechanical engineer at a robotics startup. First of all, girl.
Okay, big girl.
Women in STEM.
Women in STEM. For this is
He works at a more stable job doing programming at a large company. Okay. He brought me to meet his friends at a party and they asked me about myself. His friends mostly work in tech jobs too and talked about themselves in terms of their jobs. I told them I am a hiker, I do archery, I love road trips and camping and riding dirt bikes, etc. Of course. Basically talking about my hobbies because work is just a way to get paid to do the shit I love. No, we're not. We're just observing. We're just we can't be racist.
We can't be racist.
It is not how
prejudiced.
Yes, but not racist. It is not how I define myself, and it doesn't come to mind when someone wants to tell me about myself. One of his friends asked me about work and I said, oh gosh, I don't want to talk about it at a party. Spent my whole day sweating my ass off in 95 degree heat, mm-hmm. trying to replace this busted ass motor just to find the replacement part is also fucked.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't lying or trying to downplay that I have a good job, mm-hmm. and that's really how I spent my day, and I wasn't in the mood to talk shop mm-hmm. at a party. Mm-hmm. Some other conversations Fair came enough. Up casually and probably also made me seem poorer, like me saying that the car dealership repairs were a ripoff, but that's true, and mm-hmm. telling my boyfriend that my childhood neighbor's trailer caught on fire and I was gonna go and visit and help her out. I wasn't doing it on purpose. I was literally just talking about my life, but I guess I gave the impression that I was poorer.
It sounded like you grew up in a trailer park.
It got later in the night and everyone was getting drunker, and some of his friends, not close ones though, were making jokes about me growing up in a trailer park and being a gold digger and being ready to jump to a richer guy. Really misogynistic shit, honestly. Since they didn't even know me and it seemed to just all assume all girls are gold diggers. He didn't say anything. He later said it was because he'd smoked weed and gets quieter and has trouble carrying a quick conversation when he's high. But regardless, I felt hurt he didn't say anything. I got irritated with his friends and asked, now why the hell would you say that when I make twice the money he does?
Okay,
his friends went quiet for a second and continued saying, there ain't no gold to dig there. Oh, and I continued saying, there ain't no gold to dig here, not with him or not with anybody at this party. RIP, dearies. So do y'all think I'm cheap or do you think I'm stupid? My boyfriend wanted to leave the party shortly after and he was pretty upset with me for telling everyone.
She ate them up.
Yeah, scrum de yum yum. He was pretty upset with me for telling everyone I make twice what he does, and I said I would have held my tongue if he had checked his friends himself, mm-hmm. but he didn't say anything, so I wasn't about to let them talk to me like that, period. He said it was humiliating and now everybody thinks he's a bitch, and I flippantly said, but, well, at least they know I'm a rich bitch.
Oh,
he was angry. I embarrassed, yeah, it's done. It was angry. I embarrassed him when I spoke up, and I was angry I had to say anything at all because mm-hmm. his friends were talking so much shit, so it should be on him to check them. Stuff is still tense.
Honestly, stuff are going to be tense for a while. Are you the asshole?
She's not the asshole. I don't think she's the asshole. I don't think there's any other way she could have handled it.
He should have stood up for her. That's what I'm going to say. I feel like sometimes a lot, like I've been in a situation where the person that I was with, his friends didn't respect me, and like he never did anything to rectify it.
That's horrible.
And I think that was something that did go along to eventually affect our relationship.
Yeah.
And I feel like you don't have to fight your friends for me, but you need to put your foot down.
Mm-hmm.
And especially that he didn't need to talk about me, unless he was lying about that.
Like, what do you mean he didn't used to talk?
Like, he used to talk about me to them. Oh, it was okay. Opinions. They didn't respect me based on the opinions
that they
had of me. And I just felt like, honestly, I don't like people too, but like, I don't carry like a badge of honor. Like, relax. Do you get me?
Mm.
So I think that was kind of like a weird thing. But like, I would never ever tolerate that like now. But like, yeah, that was definitely something that happened to me. So I feel like I wouldn't let my friends disrespect my partner.
100%.
And that's why, like, especially after going through a marriage and like a divorce, I feel like it makes me really think about the things that I share with my friends, mm-hmm. even if I'm talking to somebody.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I just feel like there's some things that are not necessary
mm-hmm.
to share.
Yes.
And that's why it's very important for me to have a certain relationship with whoever it is that I'm talking to, because I need to be able to talk to you about those things because I don't want to talk to my friends.
I agree. I totally agree.
So I don't appreciate that his friends could be clowning her like that and he would just stay there
yeah.
and like not say anything.
I feel there's some jobs, yeah, where you have to consider the type of person.
And then later I'll come, my pussy can never get worse for that kind of man.
I feel like there's some jobs you have to look at the type of person in the job. Yeah. Being a robotics, you are smart, you are patient, all of that, yeah. So she has to be a smart and patient person. Mm-hmm. The smart comes in with the read because she read them down, honey. Anyway.
And like, if you're literally fixing cars every day, you don't want to fucking talk about
work. I don't want to talk about work. But my issue is, yeah, before she spoke,
she
would have given them a very long rope. Do you get? It wouldn't have been one person says something and she's jumping down the throats of everybody. She also
said that someone, they were getting drunk, so maybe somebody was just getting a little liquor courage.
Yeah, don't do that. It's not good. Not good for your health.
I mean, liquor courage can go both ways. You said, are we not both drinking? Because you have some...
That's true. I would have said, I'm drunk, baby. Don't be angry.
You know, like, we're all drinking now. So since we're all yanning, since we're drunk, let me tell you, since that's what we're using.
I can't imagine dating a man that can't stand up for me.
You know, I wouldn't...
It's not even fighting. Just cut it. Don't know.
Telling me that everybody thinks it's a bitch because nigga, you are.
Yeah.
Like, you are.
You is. You is.
Oh my God.
Imagine.
So, NC, she's definitely not.
She's not the asshole, baby girl. You did the right thing. You should have said more. You should have ate them up even more.
All right. So, I think that ends today's episode. You guys have sending some dilemmas.
You have refused to, no, Ani?
Sending some dilemmas. Let us help. Let us be your agony aunts.
Yeah.
And don't
forget, we've grown up a lot in the last,
16 episodes.
You know, Lagos has showed up some things that we didn't know could be shown. So, you know, we're adults. We've gained experience, you know, so we can advise you from a place of sensibility and experience.
Honestly, I feel like when Lagos stops stressing me, that's the next time I'm going to do makeup on this podcast.
Kilo day. Rest now.
Today, I didn't dress up for the podcast. Today, I dressed up to go and do things I was going to do, and then I came to film the podcast.
I'm screaming.
Deadass. Like, I'm... You know, let's not even get into this, but whenever I have to do something that is like a government kind of pay, like I have to go to like a local government or an office or a this or a that, all those things, it makes me sad.
It's scary.
Once you have to go and do renewal of license, you have to go and do VIA renewal of passports, you have to go and do all, once you have to just do all those things, as in just...
You need a guy.
As in...
Like, not like a guy, as in a man.
Usually, everybody has been telling me that I need a man. No, I'm using a guy. But the guy is still stressing me. So, he's not really stressing me. Something about my NIN, my middle name was not in my NIN. But my middle name is in my passport.
Well, I'm confused. When all of you guys did your NIN, because so many people have said that to me about my their NIN. Like, there's something wrong with their name in their NIN. What were you writing down on the form?
I wrote my name.
Your full name, like it is in your passport.
I just didn't write my middle name.
Is your middle name on your passport?
Yeah.
That's why. I mean,
that's exactly what I'm saying.
No, but that's what I'm saying. In Nigeria, I do copy and paste for everything.
Honestly, obviously, now I'm going to do copy and paste. But like, even like, let me maybe get into it. But it was just really, really upsetting to like, have gone through the process and then like, have to go back and forth. Like, I drove... You know how the full gauge is, like it's
Jesus.
Full,
yeah.
three quarters, half, one quarter. As in, I've driven one full quarter of my tank today. Like, I have fucking back problem now, man. As in, like, I'm tired.
I don't know why processes, but that's something we need to ask somebody. I don't know why processes cannot be.
Something we need to ask somebody for real.
It cannot be simple. Getting my British passport. I can go to London today and get my British passport before I leave.
You guys, that's the end of the episode of this podcast. Before I slap this girl.
Small British passport. Passport.
My God, dude.
I still need my Nigeria.
No, I'm Nigeria.
I still need... Hold on. Can you travel on an expired passport? Like if I want to go to London and come back on an expired Nigeria passport.
You can travel, but you can come back. No, you can't travel.
Yeah, no, I have a...
But they will stress you out at the airport.
I have a guy.
Honestly, your guy cannot insulate you from NIN issues, Sha.
That's
but what he did for me was, instead of he was first of all telling me that me, I should, anyway, I'm part of the problem, Sha, but me, I like favoritism. I've never pretended like I don't like favoritism.
Oh, really?
They said that I should go somewhere. The guy Sha connected me to go to one head office in VI where I did it since IACSF. So it wasn't as
terrible. It wasn't that bad.
Thank you so much for watching and listening to this episode of Loki Relatable Podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Our Instagram handle is Loki Relatable Pod, same as TikTok. And you can find us on, obviously, on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere you can stream podcasts. Are you doing breakdance?
Electric Wave. Yeah, don't worry. Sorry. Yay, Jehovah.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Anyway, that timer that went off was my 45-minute timer for me to be able to sit down, because I'm not supposed to sit down long for longer than 45 minutes. So that's the end of the episode. Thank you for watching.
Bye. Love you.